the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and it's been a while since we've done some podcasting. We've been incredibly busy recently, losing weight for starts. We've been working out quite a lot, which has been very effective, I should add. But also, we've been doing some training ourselves. And so the last training that I've just come off is Billionaire Bootcamp with one of my mentors, Chris Howard. Now, you may remember Chris from about 7 or 8 years ago. He used to run Breakthrough to Success in the UK. And then a couple of things happened and he went off the market for a little bit. And now he's just starting to come back. And I had an opportunity to go and attend Billionaire Bootcamp. And it was in Santorini in Greece, which is just one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see. And definitely a great location to let go of any limiting beliefs, any limiting values that you may have. And just to go through the process and come out the other end was just, it's one of the best trainings I've ever done. And I've done a lot of training, okay? I worked it out once. I spent like 150 grand on training through various mentors. And Chris's Billionaire Bootcamp last week, or came back a couple of days ago, was by far one of the best trainings I've ever done. So why was it so good? So look, I'm going to just run down a couple of reasons why it was so good. But bear in mind, I was there 7 days and it's quite intense. There is no way could I distill 7 days of actionable content into a 10 minute or a 15 minute or however long it's going to be podcast. So the only way really to experience it is to experience it. But if you do, you won't regret it. It's such a good training and I got so much out of it. So what is it and what's it about and why are the learnings so precious? So Billionaire Bootcamp, 7 day intense training. And what you're looking at is looking to model some of the strategies that billionaires use. So I'm already a millionaire because I've got property and I've got a lot of property and we've got the equity. So I'm an equity millionaire and it provides me with regular cash flow. So the strategies that I implement then for being a millionaire are completely different than the strategies for being a thousandaire, right? Not that a thousandaire exists, but someone who earns a couple of grand, 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a year is different from someone who's a millionaire because they're just different strategies. Yeah, you can exchange your time for money and get that result. But in order to get like £1 million of equity, you have to do different things. And then, therefore, to be a billionaire, you've got to do different things. The billionaire, by the way, he doesn't do his own social media. Like, I know you see Richard Branson putting out stuff and Elon Musk puts out stuff, but he just puts out stuff not to grow the company. Although he has got a lot of followers, but that's not his predominant role. He's got a whole team of people that will do that for him. He's also not the person that cleans the office. They're not just he, by the way, because there are plenty of female billionaires. Well, actually, I say plenty. There's 47 billionaires and there's something like 2,040-something male billionaires. So there's not as many females, but they're definitely out there. The lady who runs Spanx, for example, she's fairly young as a billionaire. Oprah, obviously, is a billionaire. So they're definitely out there. But this is the key that you need to understand, is that when you're making transition from one wealth level to another wealth level, if you keep doing what you've done at the existing wealth level, it will keep you at that wealth level. So for me, for certain things that I'm doing right now that I need to move up into, if I want to move into billionaire status, and I'm an awful long way away, let's just say I'm closer to millionaire than billionaire. I do like Richard Branson's quote, however. Someone once asked him, how do you become a millionaire? And he said, it's really easy. First of all, you just become a billionaire. That's fine. And then you buy yourself an airline. And in no time at all, you soon just be a millionaire. Because airlines obviously cost a lot of money and so on. But the actions that I'm taking on a daily basis have to be different than the actions that a billionaire would take. And if you're on that journey to having tens of millions of pounds, and we're on our way towards that, but those actions are different than if you've got £1 million or £2 million or £3 million. So it depends on how far you want to progress. So, and this is the key. You know, you might be in a car on a way to work right now. You could be on a train coming home from work, or you could be working 80-hour weeks. And that's not to say billionaires don't work 80-hour weeks. Elon works 18 to 20 hours every single day. And his theory on that is that, you know, if he's in competition with somebody else and he's working 2 or 3 days out of a day and the other person's just doing the 8 hours, he will reach his goals a third of the time quicker. So what it takes somebody else to accomplish in 12 months, he'll accomplish in 4 years, 4 months. So for someone else, it takes 3 years, he'll accomplish that in 12 months. So the work ethic can be there, but then Richard Branson's got a different take on it. Richard Branson's more about fun and adventure, and he likes to go kite surfing. He works out of his hammock, but so it's completely different. But I would also suggest that Richard Branson's a bit more of a hippie, for example, than Elon Musk, who is definitely intellectual, had a tough upbringing with, I think, some abuse from his dad. He never talks about it. And in fact, he's disowned his dad now. So there's some stuff going on in there. Okay. But the values, the traits, the life experiences, we model all of those and we see what makes that person tick. And then we look at the values that we want, and then we pull out those values, and then we implement them into our own life. So like the fun and adventure part of Richard Branson, I definitely need to add more of that into my life. And that's what's going to happen. So, for example, we've got a 2-day wealth creation event happening in Spain. And as part of that, you get a free paddle surfing lesson. Like, we're not forcing you to go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. But if you do want to come out with us, you get a free lesson. It's included in the price. Well, that's really cool. It's lots of fun. And you think, like, millionaires, they get to go paddle surfing a lot more than those people who just work 9 to 5 going to work. Yeah, completely, right? So, because we have more time to be able to do that. So the differences between the billionaire and the difference between a millionaire and the difference between a thousandaire, I know I just made that word up, but let's go with it. There are fundamental differences at each different section. And so the Billionaire Bootcamp looks at the values, the traits, the life experiences, all of that different stuff. And they look at that and see what the difference is between what they're doing and what I'm doing. And then I can implement some of what they're doing into what I'm doing. So we've got things like values, for example. We've got belief systems. You know, the belief system, if you want to be financially free and never have to work again, you don't wake up one morning financially free and then think, I'm going to be financially free. That's not the way it works. You have to have the thought process first. But if that thought process is being stopped by that little voice that we all have or had, that says you're not good enough, you can't do that, then that belief system is actually ultimately what's going to cause and create your results in life. You change your belief system, you change your results. I'll say that again because it's fundamental. You change your belief system, you change your results. So the other aspect of what we looked at was strategies. What are some of the strategies? So like if Elon has a problem, like he's got a problem with production right now on a Model 3, he's literally moved into the factory. He sleeps under a desk and he's working 20 hours a day to get the thing up and running. So that's a strategy formed by a belief system. But that's what a leader of people needs to do. But not only just, I don't think he's doing it because he wants to be a leader of people. He's doing it because he wants to solve the problem. His ultimate goal and dream is to get to Mars. And he can't get to Mars if the Tesla Model 3 doesn't sell, if it's got production problems. So that's why he's totally committed. Regardless of everything else, he's just totally committed to getting that done. So the vision, what's the vision that you've got right now? And if your vision is really small, you know, if your vision is just to have, you know, a couple of grand a month and be happy and just work, then that's what you're going to get as well. That ties into your values. It ties into your strategies. It ties into your attitudes. It ties into your work-life balance. It ties into everything. So when we're looking at billionaires and we're looking at what would we like to pull out of those billionaires that we can implement into ourselves, that's what Billionaire Bootcamp is about. Now, Chris Howard is an absolute master, I have to say. Like I said, I've done a lot of training. Chris is probably one of the best, if not the best, at hypnotic language patterns and inductions. I mean, so we're 3 or 4 days off Billionaire Bootcamp. My dreams, I've been sleeping incredibly deeply, but my dreams have been the most weirdest, wackiest dreams because it's all settling down at an unconscious level. Like, I know all this stuff because I did my training, my NLP training through Chris. And if you want to do NLP training, he's running it in 2018 in LA. And I don't know if I'll be there at those, but there's a good chance I'm going to be at Billionaire Bootcamp in Hawaii, which is in December, by the way. So if you want to come to that, then please do. But Chris is just an absolute master. And you know, above mastery is artistry. Chris is at that level. It's just fundamentally, there's a fundamental difference between what Chris does and what I've seen other people do. So how has it changed my life? like, we're only a couple of days in. First of all, my values have changed and I rearranged some of my values as to what's important in the context of my life and versus what's actually showing up in my life. There was a disconnect between that. So I've reordered them. So I'll give you an example. My daughter, she wanted to spend all day with daddy the next day I came home. So I cancelled everything and we had a daddy-daughter day. She took the time off school. We're in Spain, so nobody cares. I know in England you get fined for that. That's fine. We'd pay the fine. Anyway, so we had a daddy-daughter day. We went and had breakfast at the beach and it was really cool. We had such a lovely day, but that's a values change for me. Whereas I'd have been like, oh no, I've come off and I need to be really busy and I just cancelled all that. And instead I spent what was actually more important and that time was more important. I'm not saying that I'm always like that, but there's shifts that I recognise that I need to make as well, because we're all human. We all make, mistakes and we all go down a certain path thinking it's right. And then suddenly we get clarity and we're like, hang on a minute. What the heck? Working 18-hour days, not seeing anybody. What's that about? That's not what we want to do. So we rearrange our values and then we're in alignment to those values. And so we change our life from it. So that was cool. And then the next day, so just to clarify, we've actually covered the cost of Billionaire Bootcamp within the last 3 days. So in terms of business that we've closed three times the cost of that event in the last couple of days. And that's been a tremendous breakthrough for me, because that was one of the areas that we seem to have been struggling with in the last 18 months, where Brexit had come through. And actually, we've changed the business model entirely. And so now, it's very rare will you get me as a one-on-one coach. Very, very rare. We're going to do group coaching. And when you want to get a specialist, we'll give you the specialist. So if you've got if you want to be a property sourcer, for example, and learn how to do property sourcing, we've got the perfect person. And all they do is teach and coach property sourcing. Let me repeat that. All they do is teach and coach property sourcing. They're doing it all day, every day. Whereas I can do it, but I'm not doing it all day, every day, because then maybe I'm teaching refurbishment, or maybe I'm teaching marketing, or maybe I'm teaching NLP. But now, when you want coaching specifically on that topic, we can plug you into those right people and your results going to be better, because you're getting a person who deals with it day in, day out. So that was a big breakthrough for me. It ties up an awful lot of my time, so I now don't have to do one-on-one coaching. We've got a few clients left that we're just going to finish with their coaching. However, we still do run the income accelerators every Sunday, and the price on that has increased to £147. But you get 4 coaching calls a year, and depends when you're listening to this, because the price may have gone up again. But if you want to pay for all in one go, then it's £1,200. So you get a benefit. Normally it's 18. It's what, about 1,800. But you get a good discount if you pay all in full. So that's still ongoing. And then we just plug you into the right people that can actually help you. So that actually increases all my time. I can spend a lot more time getting content out. We can spend a lot more time building up our mailing list and then email people who are interested in becoming a property sourcer or getting a property refurbishment business up and running. So the coach that we use for that, for example, one of his clients, they just made £20,000 on their first deal. So they made a £20,000 profit on their first deal, more than pays for the price of coaching. So we can then plug people into that and we can market better. We can draw people who are attracted to that and then give our recommendations after a strategy session. It works really, really well. So that's one of the big differences that we've made a decision on in the last 3 days. And already we're reaping the rewards of doing that. Frees up my time to do more podcasting, for example, which we're able to give out free content and so on. So, I mean, 7 days of Billionaire Bootcamp, I can't go through all 7 days in 15 minutes flat. It's never going to happen. But if you want to come and attend in Hawaii in 2018 or wherever it's going to be in 2019, 2020, then please speak to me. Come and have a word. Let's have a chat and see if it's appropriate for you. Let you know what the cost is and what the dates are. And we can sort something out there. And also, by the way, if you do sign up on that, then there's potential to, I need to double check on this, but there's potential as well to get the free 12 months coaching with me free of charge. That's the monthly, the weekly 1 hour coaching sessions done as a group. We can plug you into that free of charge if you sign up. But you've got to sign up through me. So yeah, if that's important, then just come and have a word. So it's been a while since we've done a podcast. We're going to start cracking on with more podcasts. And so you'll hear a lot more from me in the coming couple of weeks. All right. My name's Dan Latter and I will speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe